from the studios of 98.9 FM at West End in Brisbane and broadcasting around Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service. It's the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show with Jamie Dunn and Clay Cassidaly.
Hey, good people doing good things.
Yes.
The MCC, of course.
Yes. Yes.
The GMCC. The
Gatton Muscle
Car Club. Yeah, yeah, you came up with it.
I said, yeah. I said MCC.
So they raised some money, the Gatton Car Club, Muscle Car Club. And I'm telling you right now, they did their drive on the weekend. They drove out to a farmer and gave that farmer a couple of grand.
Man.
I mean, you know, I know you can give to the funds and all that sort of stuff, but gee, I am completely impressed with a little car club like that raising money and then going for a drive
on their own accord, yeah,
out to that farmer and going, here's the dough. You know it gets there.
You know who it's going to.
Yeah, let's bring Terry Pomerinke. He's
Peter Pomerinke's dad.
Yes, I don't know.
It is.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. Just ring Terry if you don't mind. Stop confusing me.
It is.
It is Peter Pomerinke's dad.
Oh, no. It's Peter
P-E-T-A, Peter.
Hello.
Terry.
Jamie, how you going?
Good. I've got Clay right opposite me.
How are you, Terry?
Good, Clay. How are you?
Very, very good, mate.
He's come up with the name GMCC.
That's it. Gatton Muscle Car Club. Yep.
Now, how many people are in your club?
55 members we've got.
Who went out on the weekend for the drive?
Tom, he's the president. Two of the other members, Shane and Norm, and myself.
And what car did you take?
We didn't take any of our classics.
You don't like going on the dirt road, do you?
There wasn't any dirt road, but we used too much fuel going out there and those things, so we took a beat-up old Sahara.
That's a classic. That's a classic anyway. It's made out of jam tin lids. We all know the Sahara.
We went out and about 3 hours west of Toowoomba.
Wow.
And we met up with John Robinson, was it?
John Robinson. And there's another guy, you know. He's got his kids out there and Cracker Jack and Lacey. His dad's out that way and as per your request, we found a farmer that is dead set in need and spent most of the time going, no, I don't need it, give it to someone else.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Who is that lady? She's on the farm by herself.
She's an 80-year-old lady on 6,000 acres by herself. Her name is Elwyn Park. And she's doing it pretty tough.
What did she do when you guys pulled up?
I don't think she knew what to do for a while. Mm-hmm. First of all, we pulled up at John's place, John's father.
Yeah.
And she gave us lunch. So we all sat down at John's house and had some lunch and a bit of a chat. And everyone, you know, sort of got to know what was going on. And then we hopped in the cruiser and went out to her property. She took us out to her property, showed us around. Oh, we probably drove about 8 or 10 k's around the property.
Yeah.
And then we dropped her back and we came home. But
when you gave her the money, tell me the moment that you pulled out the dough and went, here's 2 grand.
Well, we gave her more than that, actually. We ended up raising $2,740.
Wow.
And that was mainly, it was from... from the members of our car club,
and you had a couple of people that kicked in, which are businesses around town.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Well, who are they? Come on, let's broadcast them.
We had Tom and Diane Exelby from Auto Pro in Gatton.
Mm-hmm.
They own Auto Pro.
Good on you, Tom, Diane.
Shane and Margaret Zabel from Zabel's Performance in Gatton.
Good on you.
Yeah, Shane and Margaret.
Norm and Cherie Boyson. They got Red Roo Excavation in Gatton.
Right on.
And I threw in 500 myself. And a few of the other members put in 100 each. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And tell me, I can't imagine the feeling of, and how old did you say she was? 90?
80. She's 80. 80 years of age, yeah.
And on 6,000 acres.
And I tell you what, if I'm as fit as her, if I get to 80, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, real.
Oh, yes. No, she's really switched on. Oh, and
she spent a lot of time trying not to accept that money.
Yeah, yep. She didn't even want to take it yesterday, but Tom made her take it. He said, "Here, you've got to take it." He said, "We didn't come all this way for nothing."
Yeah.
But look, she deserves it. She deserves it. It's like a desert out there.
Mm.
Like she's got 100 breeders, and she hasn't seen them for 4 or 5 weeks because they're up in the scrub because there's nothing to eat down on the flats.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
all up, it was a pretty good weekend, yeah. Eh?
It was good. I mean, you know, all day yesterday, but it was good to spend time with them. And the only request she's got, she reluctantly took the money, but she said, when it does rain, we must come back out and visit her because she wants us to see the place where it's nice and green.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
So country, isn't it, to put on lunch for you?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, just...
Was it Silverside? I think they do Silverside a lot.
Yeah, no, it was cold chicken, actually. Yeah.
Cold chicken. I knew it. Chicken and salad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
I can only pray that it rains out there at the moment because that the feeling when it does happen too, and you see the land transform into this lush and it smells different that's all you can wish for, eh?
Oh, mate.
That's right.
I think it's wonderful what your club's done. It's great. Much appreciated.
Thanks for that, Jamie, and thank you too for finding him with someone.
Well, that was through your daughter, Peter. She was after me to make sure I did the right thing, got the right person. And after meeting her, you know you did.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Oh, no, it was great. Yeah,
Well, good on you. I'll leave load a truck or something. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I do all sorts of things.
Yeah, what did you just load? I rang to see that you were going to be available and you were off loading a truck. What were you loading the truck with?
I just loaded an empty half-ton bins onto a truck.
Oh, that sounds... Isn't that romantic? Yeah. don't you think, Clay? Oh,
lovely.
He's loading empty half-ton bins onto a truck.
That's beautiful.
Clay, I think that's called... Work.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That hurt.
That stung. When you say that, it hurt my ears.
Well, we've just sent out for coffee, so... So that's the biggest thing we've done all day. We've gone, we want some coffee. And you go and load your empty bins onto a truck. And I'm glad, mate, you got a great heart. And thank the rest of the club for us, eh?
I will, Jamie, for sure.
All right. See you, mate.
See you, mate. All right.
Good people doing good things. I love it.
This has been a Dan and Daly production. 5 to 9 weekday mornings. Thanks for listening.